Hello and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is November 25th, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up, we have another update from the Nikonian's Academy's director, Mike Hagen. I'll get right into that for you. Number one, we have posted our full workshop schedule for 2008. It is our biggest year ever, and we are continuing our tradition of excellent workshops in a small class environment. We are converting more cities and more dates. Covering, not converting. I will learn how to read one of these days. We are covering more cities and more dates than ever before. And at this point in time, we have 28 cities listed across North America, starting with Houston, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Vancouver, BC in January. Additionally, we will have a number of travel workshops that will be running in locations like Moab, Banff, Olympic, NP, and many more. These travel workshops will all be posted over the next 2 weeks. Just go to www.nikoniansacademy.com to see what all the fuss is about. Sign up quickly before the limited seats sell out. Number two, we have an entirely new workshop on the Nikonians Academy schedule called Streamlined Digital Workflow and Inkjet Printing. This is a one-day, hands-on workshop where we'll be providing large format HP B9180 inkjet printers for the class participants to use. We'll cover digital workflow, software, calibration, and printing with a goal to help you better understand the process of digital workflow and inkjet printing. This is a hands-on workshop where you will have the opportunity to work side by side with our professional photographer instructor in a small class. We'll spend the last portion of the day covering printing issues, and everyone in class will make their own 13 by 19 inch print to bring home. Again, more details can be found at www.nikoniansacademy.com. And finally, or at least I think that's finally, nope, not finally, this is only number three, there's all sorts of new news. We have created a four-day workflow software and printing workshop called Advanced Digital Imaging Workflow that will be held in two major cities in 2008, and these are in the San Francisco Bay Area and Dallas, Texas. These four-day workshops will have a complete digital darkroom setup with printers, computers, and calibration equipment. We'll have thorough tutorials on Photoshop methods, Capture NX, HDR imaging, RAW workflow, large format inkjet printing, and much, much more. These two events will provide an unbelievable amount of information over the course of 4 days. If you are serious about learning printing, workflow, and RAW processing, then this definitely is the workshop for you. And wrapping things up from Mike is information on our second African safari to Tanzania, and that information is posted and ready for you to sign up. It will be held immediately after the first safari, and this will begin on November 24th, that's 1 year from now, 2008, and end on the 7th of December 2008, and that's 2 solid weeks of photography in some of Africa's most amazing locations. The price will be about $6,500, and this will include all transportation, food, and lodging while in Africa. However, this price does not include airfare to get to Africa, so if you are considering signing up for this trip, please move quickly. Keep in mind the last safari to Africa sold out in about 3.5 days, and you can check out more details on the website. Or you can contact Mike directly at mike.hagen@nikonians.org, and all of this information is on the Nikonians Academy website. Well, thank you, Mike, for all of that glorious information, and I really want to go on that safari, I just don't know if I can. Moving on to other Nikonians news, the Photographer of the Year 2007 Segment 4 winners have been announced. First place in landscape goes to Frederick Montier of Switzerland for his photograph entitled Lake Geneva. First place in the category of architecture goes to Lyle Gellner of Canada, who, well, he won second place in landscape too, but you'll have to check the website to see his pictures of both. And that title is Shadows and Light in Architecture. And first place in sports goes to Joe Ian Andrea. I have no idea if I pronounce your name right, Joe. I'm sorry for mangling it. Joe's from Canada, and the title of his photograph is It Halftime Yet? Congratulations to all the first place and second place winners, and you can check out their pictures. I have the link in the blog for you. And segment 5 is still open for the rest of the year, and the categories are wildlife, weddings, and another open category. So if you haven't entered and you are a paying Nikonians member, please check that out. Take some cool pictures and get some entries into those categories. The sooner the better, so we can get the judging underway and hopefully have some winners. And keep in mind, winners of the first place winners in each category get entered into the final contest. Moving on to news from Nikon, there is a new 18 to 55 millimeter DX lens with VR. If your old DX 18 to 55 isn't good enough, well, you can get another one. It weighs only about an extra 2 ounces and is just a tad longer than the original, and this should be out in December for around $200. So if you're looking for Christmas presents, that's a good one to get. The D300 has hit the shelves along with Capture NX 1.3. I have the update links in the blog for you, and if you're interested in hearing about that update, check out the latest Image Doctors podcast and they chat about that. And Nikon Canada is apparently requiring a written agreement for pros to buy and keep the new D3. Kind of interesting, but apparently it is not out of the ordinary for Nikon Canada to make sure that the pro cameras go to pros who actually want to use them. So if you're interested in reading about that, there's a link in the blog to a little bit more information. And in other news, collectors might be interested to hear that a black pocket Leica camera from 1923 recently sold at auction for 336,000 euros. That's a big load of money. And there's some interesting history behind that camera, so check out the link and you can find out more about that. Moving on to the forums, in the cafe, I'll highlight a few of the top stories. The first one is called Your Camera Doesn't Matter, and that's an interesting discussion about, well, is it the camera that makes the difference, the photographer that makes the difference, or is it a combination of both? Another interesting discussion is shooting digital like film, and that has to do with all of the interesting settings you can put onto your digital camera and just treating it like a standard old film camera to see what you get out of it. And finally, slightly off the topic of photography, but interesting nonetheless, is a thread called Interview Question. It's just for those of you looking for work, recently interviewing for work, or interviewing people for jobs, you might want to take a look at that. It kind of strikes a chord with everybody who's ever had to sit through a job interview and answer some of the most seemingly boring questions ever. The forum of the week this week is the Nikonians Photo Pro Shop, and it's only because the holidays are coming up and everybody needs to write out those horrible, horrible Christmas lists. I get bugged for one every year and I never know what to put on it. So if people are harassing you a little bit for what do you want for the holidays this season, check out some ideas in the Photo Pro Shop and you can just send them the web link. It's really easy. My choice photo of the week is called Surf's Down, Dude, and I think I'll leave it at that. If you have any feedback, questions, comments, or anything else you'd like to share with us, you can email me at newsflash@nikonians.org or jump on the podcast feedback forum and drop all of us a line. Well, that's all I have for you this week, and I will be back next week for another edition of Nikonians Newsflash.